Today, we learn something hundreds of Northwest trees share in common. You'd never guess what it is just by looking at them. Some are tiny fruit trees, others are towering cedars. But under the soil, they're all connected to the same ancient birth ritual. KUOW reporter Sarah Waller brings us the story in the final part of our series, More Than a Tree.
A bris is a circumcision ritual designed to welcome a new baby into the Jewish community. It's been in practice for more than 2,000 years.
Ima, where's the mom? We need a finger in his mouth for the time being.
Now, some Northwest families are reclaiming a unique custom as part of the bris ritual.
Well, here's Joseph's apple tree. It's looking a little bit, I wouldn't say shaggy, but the wind and the storms throughout the winters have definitely given it some interesting shape.
That's Joseph's mom, Debbie. Her husband planted this apple tree after their son's bris 8 years ago. It's still small and sits in a plastic pot near their front door.
So hopefully you'll keep growing and get stronger and produce some nice apples for us.
But it's not really about the apples. It's about what the family has planted inside this pot.
In the Northwest, I'm sure we're approaching 1,000 trees that have a foreskin buried under them. Of course, you'll never know which one it is.
David Balnick is a moyel.
A moyel is a ritual circumciser. In Hebrew, we say mohel. And basically, a mohel is someone who knows all the Jewish laws and the rituals behind the ritual circumcision.
David has been doing bris ceremonies for 25 years. He doesn't know exactly how the custom of burying a foreskin under a tree originally started, but he first learned about it from his mentor.
Who heard it from his mentor. So we're going back many, many, many years. It's probably a very, very old tradition.
It's a tradition that David remembered when he started attending bris ceremonies and noticing that families just didn't feel involved with the process.
It's too easy, especially nowadays, that you invite the mohel in or moyel in. He does all the dirty work and then he leaves and he takes foreskin with him and whatnot. And you're really kept out of the circle, out of the process. So I was looking for ways of bringing people into the process, making them part of the whole ceremony itself and not just observers.
After the circumcision, David takes the foreskin and puts it into a vessel with soil from Jerusalem.
I do that as a personal symbolic gesture that our blood commingles with that of our ancestors.
Then he wraps it in gauze and gives it to the parents, along with the instructions to bury it under the roots of a tree.
And then when the time is right, you harvest the branches from that tree, or sometimes even flowers and whatnot, to embellish the chuppah, the marriage canopy. And it's a nice way to connect the person from where they started to where they are now in their life cycle.
David feels this tradition of rooting yourself symbolically in the place where you were born is important, especially today when people can end up living half a world away from where they started. Families move, but trees stay in one place. Well, not all trees. David remembers a phone call he got a few years back from a Seattle family that was moving to the East Coast. They wanted to know if it was okay to dig up the bris tree and take it with them.
I said, sure. And I didn't know what size tree. I assumed it was a little tiny tree. But it was like a nearly full-grown tree. And they dug it up. They put it in the back of a U-Haul. And they drove across country with it. And they replanted it. It became something really part of their life, part of their experience. And they wanted to ensure that experience lived on. It's that type of story that makes all this worthwhile.
Which is something Debbie was thinking when her family planted Joseph's apple tree.
We know that at some point, most likely, we'll be moving somewhere. So we want to keep it in the pot, so we hope to be able to take it with us wherever we go. It's just something that makes the tree special, because you'll always look at it and you always think about your son's birth. It's more than just an apple tree. It's Joseph's apple tree.
Someday, when Joseph and his apple tree are a lot bigger, Debbie hopes to use its branches to build his wedding chuppah. I'm Sarah Waller for KUOW.
Dr. Nalini Nadkarni was the scientific advisor for our series More Than a Tree. Jim Gates was the editor. Funding was provided by the KUOW Program Venture Fund. Contributors include Paul and Lori Ahern, the KUOW's board of directors, and listener subscribers.